I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Bureau of Land Management has presented Congress with a controversial new plan to manage wild horses, Amanda Peacher reports.
The BLM says wild horse populations are much too high. The agency is offering Congress four different options. One of those plans opens the door for euthanizing some horses to keep numbers down. Another option provides financial incentives for horse adoptions, in addition to birth control for animals on public lands. Suzanne Roy is with the American Wild Horse Campaign.
Fundamentally, all four options are highly objectionable because they involve the removal of at least 50,000 wild horses from our public lands.
Roy points to an independent study by the National Academy of Sciences that shows the BLM has not used scientifically rigorous methods to estimate horse populations. In a statement, the BLM says overpopulated herds damage the landscape and are extremely costly to manage. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
The new master and management plan for North Cheyenne Canyon Park is available for review online starting today. The plan was drafted using public feedback from some 350 residents. It will guide use and management of the park for the next 10 to 15 years. Some highlights of the North Cheyenne Canyon Master Plan include expanding trails and offering new interpretive programs. The Parks, Rec, and Cultural Services Department invite residents to submit further feedback through May 7th. Parks Board is scheduled to vote on the plan at its meeting on Thursday, May 10th. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.